Good morning to our radio listeners. My name is Terry Dutton. And I want to thank you for joining me this morning for our daily Bible study program. Today I'd like to talk about contentment. 1 Timothy 6:8, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. So what's the key to contentment? The Lord may never have given a command that may be harder for the 20th century Christians to obey. The secret to contentment can be seen in the beautiful character of Ruth. Far away from home and with few provisions, she did not complain, but rather determined to pursue the one available means of providing for herself and her mother-in-law, the lowly but legitimate task of gleaning. Commentary says this of Ruth: when she could not lift up her circumstances to her mind, she brought down her mind to her circumstances. Yes, let me repeat that. She brought down her mind to her circumstances. There's the key. So let's say, if I can't afford a Mercedes, then I need to bring my mind down to be thankful for the car that I do have to drive. Or let's say, if I can't afford to go out and eat every night of the week, then I need to bring my mind down to enjoy the one time a week that I could go out to eat, if that's what I can afford. Or maybe, let's say, I can't go on 3 or 4 week-long vacations every year, so let's bring my mind down to the circumstance that maybe I can go out and enjoy 1 weekend a year on vacation. This is the kind of contentment I'm talking about. We do not find happiness or godliness in looking longingly at what everybody else can afford. We can find only misery and ingratitude. We do not have to look far to find wives who are unhappy with the circumstances their husbands can afford, or children who feel deprived because of the circumstances their parents can afford, or maybe even preachers who are miserable and looking to other employment because of their discontent with the salaries that churches are willing to pay. While we not acknowledge that there is a line below which one cannot live comfortably, for most of these, happiness is in reach. They need only to bring their minds down to their circumstances. Let no one think such contentment comes automatically. Paul said that he had learned in Philippians 4, verses 10 through 13, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And he had learned this lesson well. He could bring his mind down to circumstances that would include a Roman prison and wants that needed to be supplied. He could be content when full or when hungry, when abounding or when suffering need. Paul's contentment under such circumstances makes us ashamed of our own discontent. And when he speaks of the true source of his contentment, he brings us to question our own spirituality. As I just read, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So, whether we be rich or poor in this world's goods, let us turn to the Lord. Learn through him to bring our minds down to our circumstances, and thereby discover how truly rich we really are, and then be content. Let us experience this realization that godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. So I ask you to take a look today at yourself and bring our mind down to our circumstances. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'd like to invite you to worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on Townsend Ford Road. Sunday mornings at 9:20 Bible study, 10:20 worship service, and 5 p.m. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Wednesday night. Thank you for joining.